Today's sermon, the 16th Sunday of Trinity, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Sermons by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr., late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. And really quite a nice writer, sermonizer. Last week we heard Jesus tell us to consider the lilies of the field. Considering the lilies will increase our faith in God. Faith, in that sense, is the confidence that God will take care of our material needs, that he will supply our food, our drink, and our clothing. But there is more to our relationship to God than relying on him for material well-being, important as that is. Jesus himself asks, is not the life more than the food and the body than the raiment? Other things happen to us every day which are not directly related to food, drink, or shelter. We need to know what faith in God has to do with these things. Now, he's speaking of Bible class and all that he had at his church. The Wednesday evening Bible class has just finished a stimulating, though somewhat maddening, study of the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes. Reading Ecclesiastes always gets at least some people extremely angry and agitated. That is partly because Ecclesiastes does not have the sunny, Pollyanna, Hallmark card, optimistic attitude toward life that many people think a pious, religious book should display. In fact, Ecclesiastes is quite a bit of a downer. King Solomon's constant refrain is that life is absurd, vain, fleeting, and that there is nothing anybody can do about it. In the face of absurdity, the best thing to do is eat, drink, and be merry, and enjoy the fruits of your work. Later on, he expands on that and says that the duty of human beings is to fear God and keep his commandments. It is grossly unfair to expect Ecclesiastes or any other Old Testament book to be Christian. That's a thought for you. Given what we knew, King Solomon was not wrong. But he lived 1,000 years before God revealed that there was something beyond absurdity and vanity. In Jesus, God shows that he has a plan, that everything that happens fits into an overall scheme, which was in his mind before he made anything. The part of faith in God that goes beyond considering the lilies is the confidence that that plan exists. That even though what goes on in life may always seem absurd to us, God is in charge, and he knows what he is doing. St. Paul tells us that in heaven we shall see things as clearly as God sees them now. Faith is the confidence that everything that happens does make sense in terms of how God is working things out, no matter how hard it may be for us to see it. Ecclesiastes tells us that the ultimate absurdity in life is death. As the bumper sticker says, you're born, you work, you die anyway. Today's gospel is the story of a woman who is confronting that final absurdity. She is a widow, and her only son has just died. Besides the sting and sorrow of separation from him, she now has no one to take care of her. Her immediate personal tragedy is going to be compounded by long-term economic consequences. The dead man's funeral procession happens to pass by Jesus, and when he figures out what is going on, he has compassion on the mother and tells her to stop her weeping. Then Jesus approaches the corpse and says, young man, I say unto thee, arise. St. Luke reports the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus delivered him to his mother. God's answer to the absurdity of death is resurrection. Our faith that God has a plan and that, absurd as things may seem to be, they will ultimately work out according to His plan. That faith is rooted in the resurrection of Jesus. The most absurd event in human history was the public capital punishment, which was meted out perfectly legally to the Son of God. God's response was not to wring His hands, but to raise Jesus from the dead. If God can bring meaning to good out of that greatest of all absurdities, He can surely bring meaning and good out of the lesser absurdities which plague us every day. What Jesus did for the widow of Nain is a preview of what He will do at the end of the world. At the end of the world, Jesus will raise the dead and reunite families. After we are raised, we shall be able to look back on everything that happened to us and see that there was a pattern in it and that it all did make sense. Faith in God is seeing what will be true at the end in what is happening now. King Solomon's challenge is, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. St. Paul's reply is, yes, in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen. Amen.